Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trundy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you Delhi mob. Welcome back to your Yarning Circle, the Murray Grapevine it is. That's what it is. National Talk Black. You are yarning with the bully one, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. A one-hour program coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country at BBM Bummer Brep Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. You can have your say by call us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, text a brother, 0457140550. Facebook page as well, BBM987 FM. Get off your chest, let it all out. All ears here on your daily program, National Talk Black. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land where we broadcast from and to all our traditional owners across the beautiful country of ours. Welcome back, National Talk Black. Have your saying, yarn up strong. All ears here, you mob. That daily number again, 1-800-422-416. Let's open up the show with Ernie Dingo, Long Way Away From My Country.
I'm a long way away from my country. It's a long time since I've reappeared. It's a feeling I feel when you're close on the wheel, and I'm missing the touch of your hand. It's no good, this feeling of sorrow. Just go out and face it alone. And I'm waiting tonight, watching the night, and I'm thinking of just going. Take off your burdened illusions. Shake off your dreams that weigh down. You can follow your dreams, but it's not like it seems, 'cause your heart will just turn you around. You can follow, but it's not like it seems, 'cause your heart will just turn you around.
Yenda banapi bamanda, yenda bakatyanda bamanda. We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor, Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416, 98.7 FM, BBM.
Ooh.
I want. You are the one that I need. You are the one that I am longing for. You are the one that I want. You are the one that I need. You are the one that I am longing for. They say that I will never fall in love again. I don't deserve a second chance. I will never be the man that you love. They say that I will never fall in love again. They say that I don't deserve a second chance. They say that I will never be the man that you love. I want to love ya every night and day, in every kind of way. Baby girl, would you be my lover every night and day, in every kind of way. The one that I want, you are the one that I need, you are the one that I am longing for. You are the one that I want, you are the one that I need, you are the one that I am longing for. Baby, you are the one that I live for, you are the one that I adore, you are the one that I want for all. You are the one that I adore. You are the one that I want for all. I want to love ya every night and day, in every kind of way. Baby girl, would you be my lover every night and day, in every kind of way. Baby girl, you are the one that I want. You are the one that I need. You are the one that I am longing for. You are the one that I want. You are the one that I need. You are the one that I am longing for. I want to love ya every night and day, in every kind of way. Baby girl, would you be my lover every night and day, in every kind of way. The one that I want, you are the one that I need, you are the one that I am longing for. You are the one that I want, you are the one that I need, you are the one that I am longing for. I get to show you every kind of way, every night and day. Baby girl, girl, let me hold you in every kind of way. Baby girl, you are the one that I want. You are the one that I need. You are the one that I am longing for. You are the one that I want. You are the one that I need. You are the one that I am longing for.
Yeah, that's Bala Kajo with their Delhi track there, Love Ya. And Love You Mob to Delhi. This is your Delhi program, National Talk Black. Have your saying, Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. Number you need to call, Yarn Up Strong, and Yarn Up with the ball, you're on Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your Delhi program, National Talk Black, and we're live here at the First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. BBM Bumba Brip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS. National Radio Service, and a big shout out to all our First Nation radio stations across the Big Island. A big shout out and look, a fantastic vehicle, and that is, we are in the 21st century. People are on social media, but they still listen to the wireless. So big yarn, you mob too deadly. All right, then the 2025 National NAIDOC poster competition is up and running. It's, the entries close at 11:59 p.m. 23rd February. So haven't got long, you mob. Please submit your entry on naidoc.org.au. /posters/2025-poster-competition. So do check that out. If you've got a design you want to put forward for the 2025 National NAIDOC Poster Competition, it could open up a lot of doors and get your name out there. So it'd be fantastic. A lot of prizes there for that. And this is now open with the 50th National NAIDOC Week theme. The Next Generation is the theme this year, Strength, Vision and Legacy. So do suss that out, your mob too deadly. All right, what other news we've got here? Looking at the National Indigenous Times. calls grow for more games after AFL and Digis All-Stars thrash Fremantle. Xavier Clark is urging the AFL to continue using world-class stadiums to host the Indigenous All-Stars following the raging success of the match against Fremantle in Perth. A record crowd of 37,865 was at Optus Stadium on Saturday to see the Clark-coached Indigenous All-Stars smash Fremantle by 43 points, 16-12-108 to 9-11-65. The crowd dwarfed the previous record of 17,500 at Darwin's TIO Stadium in 2003, when the All-Stars beat Carlton by 73 points. The last time the Indigenous All-Stars match was held in 2015, a sellout crowd of 10,000 was present at Perth's Oval as the Eagles secured an 8-point win. The only time the match was hosted at a major stadium at the MCG in 1985, less than 6,000 fans turned up for the match, but the best of the best Indigenous players made themselves available for Saturday's match against Fremantle, and the fact it was hosted at a major stadium after a decade-long break also helped to draw in a huge crowd. Players and fans alike are keen for the concept to be played on more regular basis, and Clark says using world-class stadiums is a must. Everyone will want a piece of it, Clark said. It's here in Perth. Well, great, but if it's at Melbourne, put it on the G. I think just put it on a big first-class stadium and the people will come. Clark is aiming to become the first Indigenous head coach of the AFL era, and his efforts of in change of the All-Stars team has helped boost his cause. The current North Melbourne assistant encouraged his Indigenous All-Stars to play with flair, and they obliged to perfection in the 16-12-108 to 9-11-65 victory. Joe Simpson won the Poly Farmer Medal as best after tallying 30 disposal, 10 clearance and 1 goal. Fantastic. So there it is. Have your say in Yana Strong. Add to the conversation here. National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Rasta la de sa home. Jessica Malvoy, and you're tuned into National Talk Black, Trevor Tim, Trendy Turb, Murray from the Curry via BBM 98.7 FM, also NERS, National Indigenous Radio Service.
Yeah, too beautiful. Thank you, Jessica Malboy. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. Yarn with the ball around, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. It's a one-hour program. Come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation, thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? So we're just talking about AFL, All-Stars, dropping over to the other code now, NRL as well. Looking at the information here is calls drove for increased games for Indigenous All-Stars. One of NRL's leading Indigenous voices, Dean Witter, says it's time the All-Stars push to play more fixtures, suggesting the side could face test nations in exhibition matches. The Indigenous All-Stars face the Maori team at Combank Stadium on Saturday, and there has been increased discussion in NRL circle about when the game should take place, given the number of players making themselves available. The NRL's Las Vegas foray and an increased focus on an end-of-season international test window has added extra congestion to the rugby league calendar. The Indigenous side has been a staple of the NRL calendar for over a decade. And to ensure the progress is not lost, Witter says the Indigenous side could play touring nations to warm up matches. Witters was part of an Aboriginal side coached by Arthur Beaton, including Cliffy Lyons, in 1999 that faced Papua New Guinea in two tests. And the All-Stars games have been a tremendous platform, and we've now got to fight to get more opportunity, Witters told AAP. Back in those days, we played with whoever was around. But I feel when you look at the talented players, we, the Indigenous community, have got that sat out of the Pacific Championship and weren't in teams. We need to see them on the world stage. I believe that we should be pushing to progress and play more games. NRL Chief Executive Andrew Abdo said Indigenous side playing end-of-season matches had potential, but he was keen to note that there was a juggling act and navigate the players selecting test squads and Indigenous teams. So food for thought, and having our deadly brothers play more games, so, and also our deadly sisters as well, doing a lot of work there in the female space of things as well. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? 1-800-422-416.
On the street one day, I saw a police policeman. He come up to me and he did say, what are you doing, son? I said I didn't think that I was doing any harm. Then he went and moved me on. Said I was taking arms. Have you got arms for the beggar man? Have you got arms for the beggar man? Oh, they call me the beggar man. The beggar man. Someone came up to me and grabbed me by the arm. I was a policeman and I was taking arms. Have you got arms for the beggar man? Have you got arms for the beggar man? Oh, they call me the beggar man. The beggar man.
Thinking about uni or TAFE, but unsure what study will be like? You're not alone. Plenty of our mob found the course they want and the support they were looking for at CQ University. Thanks to campus locations across the country, as well as dedicated Indigenous support staff who are there to welcome, guide, and listen. See it, be it. We know you can. Start your journey at CQ Uni today.
Station sponsor.
Hey you mob, did you know Child's World Early Learning Centre's free kindergarten approved program has been nurturing growth and learning for over 30 years with early childhood education for children aged from 6 weeks to kindergarten? To find out more, get in contact at 4045 4045.
Station sponsor.
On your mob, it's me, Bushtaka Bunji, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Yeah, the deadly number again is 1-800-422-416. Call that number, Yana, with yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumba Brit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. have you seen Yarn Up Strong? Now, rural and regional Australians face the highest fire risk, experts warn, while firefighters are invaluable in protecting communities during natural disasters. Emergency services often need to travel considerable distances to respond to house fires in rural and regional areas. In these critical moments, a working smoke alarm and a home escape plan can provide life-saving seconds for residents to make it out safely. We're down to catch up and yarn with John Griffith, Queensland Manager and Fire Safety Expert at Brooks Australia. And we have John on the line. John, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, mate. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Look, it is that time of year and we need to be safe in all areas. So just shed some light on what things that we can do there, please, John.
Look, it's really important, Trevor. I know you've had a lot of rain up there, but it's really interesting the way that how quickly it can change from one extreme to another. And it's just really important, especially in remote and rural communities.
Yes.
They face their own challenges due to the geographical isolation they have, making it harder for the emergency services to get there. And if there is an emergency, say, in a community or in your own house, it could take them some long distances to get there. So it could be a while before you get any assistance.
Sure. So we need to do what we need to do, especially when we're talking about rural and regional Australians.
Oh, look, definitely, Trevor. Look, one of the most important things that everyone needs to work on is to have a really good, effective emergency plan. And that's not just about having an escape plan to get out of the house, but also a plan to get away from a possible bushfire that could be near you.
Well, we're talking about just in 2-3 minutes, a small fire can engulf a room, can it not?
Oh, exactly, Trevor. And that's where the danger is, but also how important smoke alarms are for everybody. And it's really important that they make sure that they test their smoke alarms, at least monthly to make sure that they're working. And very important, just for, like we talked about with the escape plan, make sure that the family can get out safely and quickly.
Fantastic. So have you got a web page someone can go to?
We do, mate. Look, there's lots of things in the Brooks web page, mate. You can either, if you want to look at some local fire stuff, maybe look at your local QFES or state government. But otherwise, please go on our website at brooks.com.au. There's plenty of things out there for you about working out an escape plan, doing your monthly testing of your smoke alarms and giving you some really good resources to help you get away and keep safe.
Beautiful. John, thank you very much. We need that information. Thank you for sharing. All the best to your team. And we'll talk soon,
good
mate.
No worries, Trev. Good talking to you again, mate. Take
care. John. Bye-bye. There it is, John Griffith, the Queensland Manager and Fire Safety Expert at Brooks Australia. Do check out their webpage, allthews.brooks.com.au, and regarding the things that you need to do to protect yourself. As he says, it's hard for rural and regional Australians. Time, the distance is the factor, and within 2-3 minutes, a small fire can engulf a room. So we need to do what we need to do, make sure smoke alarms are set and what have you, and have a escape plan as well. So very important to protect your family in this time. The heat is on. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? Add to the conversation here. National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Mara Sound Production. When I was a young boy, I used to watch my old man. Daddy, can you learn me about the song? And speak wah wah. You no forget my boy. You like them badu man. I say, and speak, I could sing you this song. This song is called the German Mache. Ina kizaka, misaka, maika, na paiki waura baruya. Kuba sena kairama. Oh,
wax my old man. Baby, can you learn me about the song? You say, Wawa, you not forget my boy. You lock them back to man. I said, and speak, I go sing you this song. This song is called the German
Jenda banapi bamanda, jenda bakat jenda bamanda. We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor, Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416-98.7 FM, BBM.
Wow. premier
kala kala au kala kala
hari wa hari wa uri au kala kita ba kham
ta ba kham ke ri kama ri mir ta
ba kham ke
hari wa uri au kala kala
there is over oral history pass your story to the children of tomorrow
you strong as a
can't sit here and stare in sorrow Pass your story to the children of tomorrow. Stand them in good stead so they will follow.
Sing strong.
Yeah, solid rock. David Hudson here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say. Yarn up strong 1-800-422-416. Call that number. Yarn is yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Digital Radio Service. We're based here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dindji country. BBM, Bumbadrip Media, 98.7 FM. And like I said, we go across the nation thanks to NERS for your daily program, National Talk Black. Now, the next cardio epidemic, a new report warns 250,000 Australians at risk of heart disease. With Heart Valve Disease Awareness Week, which kicks off here today, 17 February to 23rd February, a new report is addressing the lack of awareness for heart disease, calling on policymakers to take action. More than 500,000 Australians are living with heart valve disease, yet alarmingly, research shows an additional 254,000 are unaware they have the condition, a number projected to nearly double in the coming decades. Look, we're going to catch up with Yana, Professor David Playford, cardiologist at the University of Notre Dame. And we do have Professor on the line. Professor David, good morning. How are you?
Yes, good morning. I'm very well, thank you.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. Where are you based, Professor?
I'm based in Perth in Western Australia.
All right, thank you. So, yeah, here we have the Heart Valve Disease Awareness Week kicking off this week. You're stating the fact that the next cardio epidemic, new report warns 250 Australians are at risk of heart disease. So there's a lot of work that needs to be done in this space, Professor.
Oh, there sure is, yeah. So heart valve disease is a disease that affects one of the valves or more than one of the valves of the heart. And, you know, believe it or not, up to 600,000 Australians are affected by heart valve disease. That's a lot of people.
Yes, a lot of people. What do we need to do in regarding to keep ourselves safe?
So heart valve disease is something that people don't necessarily know they've got.
Yes.
Like, you know, we find that people who are developing it, which is people that might have had rheumatic fever when they're young, or people as they get older might start to develop disease of one of their heart valves. And you may not know that it's there, so you may not have any symptoms. And what you need to do really is get regular checks and make sure your GP has had a listen to your heart and make sure you're getting all your risk factors checked. And then once you get in those checks, if the doctor actually finds that there's a sound, a murmur in the heart caused by a problem with one of the valves, then getting an echo, which is an ultrasound of the heart, will actually give you all the information you need.
Does it discriminate age-wise?
Yeah, so older people are a little more prone to getting heart valve disease than younger people. But in people that have had rheumatic fever, and one of the things that we've found is people who live in the sort of very northern part of Australia are more prone to getting rheumatic fever when they're young. And so those people are particularly prone to getting heart valve disease, and they need to be checked regularly.
Okay, thank you very much. And so do you feel that the government needs to do more in this space?
Yeah, unfortunately, there hasn't really been that much investment in it because it's just assumed that people will, you know, sort themselves out. But what we really need to do is to, because this is going to be the next cardiac epidemic, and the numbers are probably going to double in the next 20 years and possibly even three times in the next 40 years, we really need to invest more in this. We need the governments to be aware that this is a problem that's not going to go away. It's actually going to increase. And we need to get a better method of screening people and identifying people who are at risk so that we can really make a difference in their lives.
Well, we're talking about education, and you're talking about the word investment, and that's the thing. It is an investment. It's not an expense, and we need to act more in this space.
No, I think that's very well said, actually. I agree with you. It is an investment because when you put proper money into something that really does make a genuine difference to people's lives, then you get a better quality of life. People live longer, they live happier, and they have less overall disease burden. And that really is regarded as an investment as opposed to an expense. I agree with you completely.
Professor David, thank you very much for sharing. And look, all the best to your team, and we'll talk soon, eh?
Okay, all the best. Thank you for calling me.
Thank you. Bye-bye. There it is, as Professor David Playford, cardiologist at the University of Notre Dame. The next cardiac epidemic, new report warns 250,000 Australians at risk of heart disease. So there's got to be a lot more money invested in this space. And we're talking the Heart Valve Disease Awareness Week is happening this week. A new report is addressing the lack of awareness for heart disease, calling on policymakers to take action. And better be safe than sorry, isn't it? This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? 1-800-422-416.
Woke up thinking about last night. After all this time, you're still my type. You're in all my deepest thoughts, and I say it like I mean it. Oh, when we get emotional, hey, you close me out and lock the door. I don't have the words to say. I just wanna meet halfway. I just want your honesty. If I walk out.
Beautiful track there, Jessica Mowboy, Sunday. It is Monday here on your daily program, National Talk Blast. Come the time where Trendy Trev signs off for today's program, you mob. Thank you for your company. Back in the hot seat again tomorrow. And that daily number, 1-800-422-416. 24-7, you can text a brother, 045-714-0550. And our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. But thank you for your company, mob. Look, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. Got the news coming up very soon via NERS, National News Radio Service. And a big shout out to the NERS team. Thank you for putting across the airways. And to Deadly Mob, have a good day. Keep smiling. Take care of yourselves.
From the east we were conquerors. know why, you know why.